It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 31st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. As voters and campaign teams get ready for midterm elections all around the country, we wanted to talk about something that could have a big impact on elections, campaign finance transparency. Now, this might get a little nerdy, so bear with me. During every election cycle, campaigns provide documentation of their funding to the Federal Election Commission. There's often lots of money spent near the end of the campaign. Understanding where that money comes from is important. But right now, voters might not find out until months after an election. Quang Chen is the CEO of a company called Captricity. Captricity uses algorithms and humans checking those algorithms to help people know where last-minute funding for campaigns comes from. Quang, thanks for chatting with me.
Glad to be here, Ben.
Can you describe to me traditionally what the relationship is with these documents and how they normally get released?
Well, the FEC will receive these documents, and they have a printer. Literally, there's one printer as fast as it goes. It takes hours and hours. And then they hire manual data entry clerks to type them in to their disclosure system.
How long are these documents?
We found that some of them were 26,000 pages long.
Woo! That's a lot of ink.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about how Captricity works.
We invented a technology that can read paper, even handwriting, at 99.9% accuracy.
My handwriting, even?
Probably your handwriting. Anything that is arguably unambiguous.
Could this kind of technology be a game changer in terms of reporting on campaign finance or other revelations about certain people's campaigns?
I think so. You know, it's all about timing and when data is operational. For a campaign, the data is operational when it's disclosed before the voters make up their minds. If the voters aren't informed of the information inside these documents until after election day, then it's not operational anymore.
Where else do you think this kind of tool could be used convincingly? What are some other specific examples?
Yeah, so we started our work with NGOs and nonprofits because that's where we come from.
Sure.
And we've expanded into specifically insurance, healthcare, and government agencies.
Aha.
So the customers that have to serve everyone. So they don't have the luxury of, for example, saying we can only take credit cards and you can only use smartphones. They have to, by law or by necessity, serve all constituents. And so when you are treating, you know, somebody at a local elementary school, paper is still very, very relevant. And that's why paper is so hard to get rid of.
Quang Chen is the CEO of Captricity. Quang, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
It's Silicon Tally time. This week, my guest is Andrea Salenzi. She's the host of the WFMU podcast, Why Oh Why. It's a show about where love and sex meets technology. Andrea, are you ready to find out which one of us knows more about numbers from the week's love and technology news?
Yes, let the date begin.
Okay. This is going to be a short date, but it's going to be a good date. One CEO.
The number of 10-year-olds starting their own dating apps today.
This is Tim Cook I'm talking about. He came out this week, making him the only openly gay CEO of a Fortune 500 company.
That's exciting news. Welcome, Tim. My number for you is
$32,000. $32,000 is how much it will cost you to erase all of the spurious claims about you online.
That's how many dollars were in the bank account of the dating app Hinge back in 2012. And now they've raised $8.6 million. And they're one of the quickest growing dating apps out there and the one I recommend to all of my friends.
Why do you recommend it?
I love the mutual friends algorithm and the way it uses real information about you, like your name and your job and where you went to college.
So it's like the LinkedIn of dating?
Almost, yeah.
Wow, it's a different place than when I was doing this. Okay, 46% of the time.
How much time you spend looking at Tinder when you should be doing something else?
You're just outside of the bullseye. You're very close. This week we learned that men who use Tinder swipe right, which is, of course, how you tell the app that you like somebody, 46% of the time, three times as often as women.
That is not what I hear from my guy friends. Most guys I know have a policy of swiping right on everyone. They just want to know who likes them.
What do you got for me?
14%.
14% of what?
Adults.
14% of adults admit to creeping around Facebook and looking at their exes.
I think the number would be higher than that. This is the number of adults who have taken steps to hide their online activity from a family member or romantic partner.
Ooh.
There are apps now that can help you hide and encrypt your text messages, your photos. You can take a photo of someone trying to break into your phone. You can GPS track your partner. It's a good time to be a cheater or to look into a cheater.
Wait, it's a good time for both?
It's good for 100% of people you should not be in a relationship with.
Well said. Andrea Salenzi is the host of the WFMU podcast, Why Oh Why. It's a show about where love and sex meets technology. Andrea, thank you very much for playing along.
Of course. Thank you.
Don't forget, there's a special listener version of Silicon Tally at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.